This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. It's been a regulatory nightmare for many years. For small-town community banks, it put many out of business. Now, finally, they're doing something about it in Washington. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
It's been several years since passage of the Dodd-Frank bill. That was the legislation designed to prevent another financial crisis that hit this country back in 2008-2009. And in the years since, the regulatory approach to prevent a future disaster has brought a new financial nightmare to rural America. Now, Congress is trying to address it. The other day, the Senate approved on a vote of 67-31 a bill that seems to right-size the regulations for small and community financial institutions. There's bipartisan support from Republican and Democrat senators across the rural states. At the time of passage of the Dodd-Frank bill, John Blanchfield was working for the American Bankers Association. John, I remember very well, was policy director for agriculture banking. And that organization warned it would result, the Dodd-Frank bill would result in fewer banks and larger banks. John Blanchfield said at the time it was heavily discounted by lawmakers. In reality, he said, we were exactly right. A recent report of the Wall Street Journal also detailed how small business lending in rural areas has dropped by half since 2004, and now accounts for less than 10% of the total small business lending. It's made even worse by the closure of many rural bank branches. There are now 625 rural counties in the country without a community bank. This according to the Nebraska-based Center for Rural Affairs. They also report there are 37 counties that don't have a single bank in them, and 115 counties served by just one bank. The banks had gotten larger, the total numbers smaller, and the Center for Rural Affairs says the impact was disproportionately felt on Main Street, not on Wall Street. I'll be back after this.